Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lorraine Williams, owner of Cafe Dodici, about her nephew Paolo's experience when trying to come visit a couple of weeks ago. He's 19 years old, from Italy. This is part one of a two-part interview.
It's been a couple of weeks now since your nephew Paolo was supposed to be here in Washington visiting from Italy for a couple of months. But that didn't happen. Can you walk us through what occurred?
It's been quite the drama for me these past couple of weeks. Paolo was coming to stay at my home with me, my niece's son, and he's 19, going to perfect his English, and she was feeling very safe and comfortable with the fact that he would be with me, another family member, otherwise she wouldn't have sent him abroad. And when he got to the airport, the minute he said he was staying for 81 days, they immediately pulled him out of the line and said, "You have no reason to be here," was their excuse for him. And he said, "Well, I'm going to stay with my aunt. I'm perfecting my English." And they accused him of working for me just because I own a restaurant and I have my own business. And they said that he was going to go to school here. So they called me on the phone and they told me, "This young man is sitting in front of me. He's telling me he's coming to work for you and go to school here." And I replied, "That's very odd since that's not the truth. I really find that hard to believe." So I think they were sort of trying to trick me into possibly confessing. Who knows what, that possibly that was the truth. But of course it was not. He would not have any skills that I needed in my restaurant anyway, but that was totally not the purpose. Some people know I have Alessio here. He's from Murano, which is the island off of Venice, but his mother is an American citizen, so he is an American, and he does work for me because his mother also said, "Hey, go stay with Lorraine. She's a wonderful girl, and she'll mentor you, and you'll be better for it." Thank you, everybody, for that one. But so we were waiting for Paolo, and they just insisted that's why he was coming and that they couldn't let him come in. Keep in mind that Europeans have something called an ESTA, which is a visa, sort of a forgivable visa, 3 months. You can stay 3 months. My husband used it many, many times when we would come back and forth before I moved back to the United States.
And that's what many tourists use.
Yes, all tourists, and they're allowed to come and stay for 3 months. So the reason he was staying 81 days, I don't really understand why that lifted any flags, since he could have stayed 90 had he just so decided. So yeah, I didn't know what else to do. This isn't a procedure where you're accepted, isn't the word, but listened to, I guess. They kind of are leading the band. So I immediately, when I found that they were going to send him back, I said, "Well, send him first thing in the morning on a flight. Let's just do this already." And they said, "No, there is absolutely no way he can leave before 9:30 p.m. tomorrow." And this is around 11 p.m. the day before, because that's his original return flight. So that's the only way we can send him back. So, you accept what is the only way. I got a hold of different politicians, Lobsack, Grassley, Ernst, Tammy Duckworth in Illinois helped out. I was called by the Chicago Sun-Times to get my side of the story, and they did write a couple of articles. I just posted a small thing in Facebook, and it just went crazy. I think it was shared, over 200 times and had over 700 likes on the ones that I saw, and hundreds of comments. I got so much support, and I think it's also because I tried to explain to this person, I live in a town of 7,000 people. I'm right on the square. I am probably the most public person possible. I'm not private at all. I'll tell you anything you want to know. I had been telling people, my nephew's son is coming, and I said, it'd be really hard for me to have him work there at the same time. But logic had nothing to do with this. So he was put in a cell. He had to take off his shoelaces, his coat, his watch, his belt, and he couldn't even keep a sweatshirt. And they took his phone, looked through his iPad, searched his luggage, and left him there with a mattress on the floor and a door with no bathroom, and just left there for hours. Finally, when they kind of came back in with food that he refused to eat because he didn't know what it was, they put him in a room with a bunch of other people that were being sent back that day. And he just waited. He waited and waited. When he asked to call the Italian consulate, their response was, and I quote, "They're not your girlfriend." So I'm not quite sure what they were trying to insinuate with that, but he was unable to communicate with his parents, never allowed to talk with me. Again, all of the politicians that called, they were told that they can't talk about his case and they cannot speak with him for privacy reasons, which, again, I'm kind of curious whose privacy they were protecting there.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lorraine Williams, owner of Cafe Dodici, speaking about her nephew Paolo's experience when trying to come visit a couple of weeks ago. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.